I'd like to share with you a personal anecdote, because I believe that I experienced this very phenomena that I am speaking of right now. When I was about 20 years old, my mother was killed in a car accident. I was also in that accident, and I almost did not survive. But Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me. I survived an emergency surgery. My mother, unfortunately, did not. I didn't find out about her patira until almost 3 weeks after she passed away, because I wasn't well enough. The doctor and the Rav determined to be able to accept and to hear this Besura Ra'a. And so it was only then, almost 3 weeks later, right before I left the hospital, that I found out that she had passed away. I sat Shiva after that, and then I tried to go back to my life. And I must tell you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me to daven in the same way that I davened before. There was a certain sense of confusion, perhaps even resentment. It just wasn't able to deliver. I wasn't able to embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then, a good few months after this terrible event, one morning in shul, I watched my father. My father, Olav HaShalom, was not a learned man. He was a fine balabas, a Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And I watched him one morning in shul, and he was davening with such incredible kavana. And I looked at him, and I said, how? After what happened, our lives have been completely changed, overnight, with no warning. How could you do it? And then, at that point, I looked inside, and I said, that's not a kasha. The kasha is not on my father. The kasha is on me. Because if anyone stood to lose more, it was him. I was young. Start a life. That was a life-changing moment for me. It was at that moment that I felt the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The hole was somewhat filled. The pain somewhat dulled. And I felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was able to go back. I was able to live a life with him in a way that perhaps I really didn't have it before. It taught me so much. It taught me how to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in the midst of crisis, not to let go of him, that he's there all the time, and he's holding our hands. If only I'll put my hand out to him. That's when I achieved real nechama, personal nechama, for the loss of my mother. Hamakom yenachem eschem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. Harofi l'shvurei leiv u'machabesh li'atzvosam. Only if we are willing to embrace him. And sometimes it takes patience. But that's true nechama. That's real nechama. That's the goal of Amokam Yenachem Eschem, Besoch Shar Avei Letzion, Yerushalayim.
כשאנחנו איבדנו את בנינו, לפני כשבע וחצי שנים, איש צעיר, שנה אחרי החתונה. הוא נוסע למדינה בדרום אמריקה, נוסע עם אשתו, נסע לאיזושהי מטרה. הולכים ברחוב הראשי של עיר הבירה, בקבוצה של צעירים שיקורים, שבטעות חשבו שהוא היכה דקות ספורות לפני כן את אחד החברים שלהם, מתנפלים עליו עם סכינים שלופות. מקים אותו ומשרים אותו ברחוב החשוך, זב דם. אשתו הצעירה, שלא מכירה את השפה, משוועת לעזרה, שכנה בבניין ממול, מזיקה עזרה, לקח דקות ארוכות עד שהעזרה הגיעה. מפנים אותו לבית החולים, הוא עובר ניתוח, והרופאים לא שמו לב שיש לו גם דימום פנימי. הוא יוצא מחדר ניתוח, מצבו המשיך להידרדר, הם רואים שהוא נהיה חיוור, חלש, ואז מגלים את הדבר הזה. מריצים אותו מחדש לחדר ניתוח, אבל הוא כבר לא יצא משם חי. הטרגדיה הייתה קשה. אי אפשר לתאר איזה הלם, איזה טרגדיה, איזה מוות אכזרי. פשוט נורא. לקח לנו ימים ספורים עד שהצלחנו להביא את גופתו לארץ. המשטרה רצתה לעכב את זה, מוצג. תפסו את העבריינים. אי אפשר לתאר איזה טראומה שאנחנו חווינו. אלפי אנשים הגיעו לבקר במהלך השבעה, בלוויה, אלפי אנשים. מכל מה שאנשים אמרו לי, אני לא זוכר כלום. כולם אמרו, רובם אמרו, לא זוכר כלום. אבל היה אדם אחד שאמר משהו, שהצליח מאוד מאוד להרגיע, לנחם, לתת כוח. הלוויה הייתה מוצאי שבת, מוצאי שבת בראשית עד שהביאה את הגופה. באותו שבת היינו בית הכנסת, שבת אין אבלות, גם היינו לפני הלוויה עדיין, לא היה מה לעשות. אנחנו בית הכנסת, הילדים היו פה. בית הכנסת, חבר שלי, ניגש לי ידיד טוב שלי, רב נחמן הרשקוביץ, שקדוש ברוך הוא יאריך ימיו ושנותיו, איש צדיק, חברות הרבה שנים שלי. והוא מראה לו מאמר מהזוהר של אותה פרשה, פרשת בראשית. והזוהר כותב שם, שיהודי שנרצח על ידי גוי, לא משנה מה הסיבה. עצם העובדה שיהודי נהרג על ידי גוי, מעלה אותו מיד להיכל השביעי, מעשה את ההיכלות שברקיע. החבר הזה ניגש לרב נחמן, הראה לו את הזוהר. רב נחמן, בין גברי לגברי, באמצע קריאת התורה, ברגישות ובעדינות, הניח את הספר הזה לפניי, ניגש שם את הספר לפניי. הוא אומר לי, רב אהרון, תקרא פה את הקטע הזה. ככה הצביע לי על הקטע המתאים. צריך להגיד לכם שהדבר הזה גרם לי לכל כך הרבה סיפוק. לפחות חיים ינקלה שלנו חסך לעצמו את כל ייסורי המוות. את הגיהנום עלה מיד לרקיע השביעי. נתן לי הרגשה מאוד מאוד טובה. הוא סיים את תפקידו כאן בעולם. המוות היה מאוד קשה, מאוד אכזרי. אני יכול לדמיין לעצמי מה הוא הרגיש, מה הוא חשב באותם שעות שהוא חיכה לאמבולנס, בשעות הפרפורים האלה. זה לא היה שעות, אבל האמבולנס והניתוח, ועד שנכנס, ואחרי הניתוח, והפחד הזה, וכל מה שמתלווה, ולהיות בניכר, ורחוק מהבית, רחוק מכולם. אני מניח שזה, זה, 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 יש על תאר בכלל, מה אדם מרגיש במצבים כאלה. אבל הוא הגיע ישר להיכל השביעי. זה היה משהו שמאוד עודד אותי, מאוד נתן לי המון המון כוח.
Think about how now life has to go on without the nifter. And I remember it was a very painful experience because life going on means flying back to America and continuing my job and continuing as if things are normal, but they're not normal. Life has forever changed for me and life has forever changed for our family. And this is what Avelis feels like. It's not a one-time occurrence. It's a paradigm shift in one's life. And I'm turning to my father. My father's an ER doctor and I'm thinking, okay, he'll know how to handle this. He'll be the strength of the family. And I look at him and he's bawling. He's, you know, one can't be strong. One can't be blamed for not being strong in certain circumstances. My mother used to say that during the first year after my brother was nifter, she would wake up in the middle of the night and my father would be sitting at the edge of his bed with his face in his hands crying. Just middle of the night, wakes up crying. And I learned a very important lesson, which is one never recovers from the death of a child. One is forever changed in discernible ways, right? And that's something we have to appreciate. Chas v'shalom, when somebody loses a child, it's different. Things we have to be sensitive to that. So I look at him and he's bawling. And as I'm walking along this very long silent block, I could hear my footsteps on the pavement, and I'm thinking, I can't do this. Now I'm going to walk back in the house and life is going to go on and I'll hop aboard a plane and continue. I was supposed to get old with my brother. We were supposed to share simchas together. We were supposed to be at chasanas together, marry off our children together. And now all that is gone? The best way to describe it is, I felt like I was walking down the steps to a very dark place. It's very dark. And by the time I finished that walk around the block, it felt like I was back at the Levaya again. It was really as devastating as the Levaya, like that realization that the Kakuna Shiva is over. And to make matters more difficult, my mother and the Almana were just leaving the house to begin their walk. They were going to walk with us, near us, but my mother was so frail that they needed people in the community to stand next to her to make sure she wouldn't collapse. And I'm looking at the face of the Almana. She's 26 years old. She has to raise four little kinderlach who are never going to know their father. How is she going to do this? How is she going to get remarried? And the whole thing was so tragic. I walk back in the house, and I'm thinking to myself, I hope no one says anything to me. Don't say it'll be okay. Don't say time heals all wounds. Don't give me cliches. Don't say anything. That's why the Gemara says, Agra de be'avlish tikusa. The reward for a beis avel is to keep quiet. Sometimes silence is golden. And I was thinking, don't say anything. I can't hear anything right now. Walk into the living room, and there is a young man, and he's sitting on a stool. And as we walk in, he just begins to sing. He doesn't say a word to us. He's a very good-looking fellow. He's wearing this beautiful long jacket. And he looks at us as we walk in the room, and he begins to sing. I want you to feel the moment. He's saying, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Elokeichem, which means, be comforted, my nation, so says Hashem. And we're listening to this young man just sing to us. And we knew what to do, myself, my brothers. We took chairs, we sat down next to him, and we went arm in arm linked, and we began to sing together. Dabru alev Yerushalayim, v'kiru eileha. Speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, call out to her. She is mourning, you are mourning. She is in pain, you're in pain. Give each other comfort, and together you're going to find nechama.
I remember clearly the first morning of Shiva. I could not walk out of my bedroom. I remember I got up, I was sitting on my bed, and I was crying, and I told my wife, I said, people are coming for minyan. I pushed it. It's not Negea. And she said, if you can't, you can't. I ended up, you know, getting out there. And how I got from that stage to just being able to slowly get back into things, the Eivishter, the same Eivishter that gives the zets, or that gives the patch, and maybe we shouldn't call it a patch because we're talking now in a different sprach. We're not talking patch now. We're talking about some things we don't understand. But the Eivishter infuses a person with kaiches to be able to move on, to be able to process, to be able to accept. And also very important to realize that the pain will slowly begin to subside. There's always a hole, there's always memories, there's always triggers, but the pain and the how am I going to move on with time, it begins to slowly, slowly subside. And that's the matara of shikha. One never forgets who they had, what they lost. But that initial emotional pain that's impossible, seemingly impossible to deal with, slowly, slowly, slowly begins to ease
recognizing that Hashem is the makom of the world, and that everything that transpires is all coming from Him, the source of all chesed, of all unbridled and unfettered, unrestrained chesed, unparalleled in this world. We can't begin to fathom, to conceive of the limitless, the boundless rachamei shamayim and the chastei Hashem yisbarach. You're right, there'll be a seva brocha dynamis, but know that it all comes from Hashem. Right now there's pain. It's a time of avil, of bechiyah mesped, but just know in your heart of hearts, and that in the end of the day, we're going to have a change of perspective. Hamakom yinachem eschem. It's coming out of love, because in the end of the day, kamad avar rachman l'tov avid. And the end of the day, everything the Eibishter does is 100% l'tov.
Don't let anybody tell you the right way to cope. People have to find their old toolbox of coping mechanisms. It's never just one thing. There are times that it'll be talking. There are times that it'll be crying. There are times that it'll be learning. And there are times that it's going to be very different. Spouses often have different styles. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters often have different styles. The key is to remember that, as Rav Hirsch said, it's not keli keli lama azavtani. The vowelization is lama azavtani. We have to change from the why to the what. What am I going to do with this? How am I going to cope with it? And that's ultimately one of the most important lessons I've learned about bereavement.
And we all know, Chazal say, that time heals. And that's why there's Shiva, and then there's Shoshim, and then there's the first year, and then there's the Yotzei. And eventually, after 50 years, there's not even that, because time has healed. And time is the only real healer. And you have to talk to those people who've lost somebody, you have to talk to somebody who's going to help you to calculate when's the right time for the next move, the right decision for your kids, for yourself, etc. But if time is the healer, and there's no way to speed up time, the first responsers, the first response, the emergency treatment, that's Shiva. And just being surrounded by people who love and people who are concerned for your pain is an enormous thing.
There's a certain catharsis. There's a certain facing the reality that Avelim feel when they are sitting Shiva for 7 days and so many, many people come to talk to them. But you know what happens after the Shiva? It's awful. It's so quiet. The house is as quiet. The wife is looking at the husband's suits and the place he sat on Shabbos. And she can see him all over the place, except he's not there. And the same thing. The husband sees the wife's clothing, her shoes, her dresses, where she cooked. It's Gehenna on this earth. It's Gehenna on this earth after the Shiva.
There is an idea that the Ovil should be concentrated and should be focused on the Nifter, and to realize and to be nosei ba'ol with the pain of the nifter, and realize that there's something that actually the mourner can do to help the nifter. That even though the nifter is no longer of this world, but still their existence is very, very real, and they are in, as we mentioned, a lot of pain, and even though they can't generate their own merit, but if they have a relative that they left over in this world, that relative is able to generate merit for the neshama. That relative is able, through his acts, through his resources, through the mitzvos that he does, through the Torah that he learns, through the Torah that he causes to be learned, he can help that neshama attain comfort, attain protection, and actually to accrue more and more merit.
When a parent leaves a child behind, and that child continues doing mitzvahs and Torah, oh, that elevates the neshama, because the neshama can only go as far as it has done in this world. Oh, but if it's invested in children who are Yodea Sefer, and those children are learning Mishnayos, oh, Mishnayos, Mishnah, neshama, it's all connected. You see, we don't believe in one life. We believe in Chayim, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. And Mishnayos is elevating the neshama in the next world, because what I do down here affects the big picture, the real world, Olam Haba. So Mishnayos is the one limud over and above all the others that is selected, because it's the linchpin.
There are two types of creations, Bereim, Mahalchim and Oimdim. A malach is an Oimed. A human being is a Mahalach. A malach has a tafkid, a job. He completes his task and he stays at that same level. A human being is a Mahalach. He's ambulatory. He progresses. He steigs. He walks. He grows. He climbs. When a person is nifter, he's transformed from being a Mahalach into an Oimed. He's accomplished much. He's very close to the Kisei HaKavod, but he can't do anything else for himself. No more mitzvahs can be performed, Torah can be learned, there's no longer any Shmiras HaLashon or Chesed. He stays at the same spot, at that same level, close to the Kisei HaKavod, but he can't progress any further. When a son says Kaddish, learns Torah, refrains from Lashon Hara. When a daughter performs mitzvahs and Chesed, takes care of her family and of Klal Yisrael, they transform the father from being an Oymeid into a Mahalach. He's no longer staying in the same spot. He's becoming elevated. He continues to steig. That's the knee. The knee is the part of the body that gives the person the ability to be ambulatory, to walk, to progress. That first year brought Kara Davua, and for the rest of his life, he takes his father and he puts him on his shoulders. And he walks with them once again. It's so important to impress on the Avelim how much they can accomplish for their parents, for their loved ones, as Bro Kara Davua.
There's Staka, there's Mishnayis. There's no such thing in Ruchnias as a small act. Something that lasts forever can never be small. Baruch Mishal Masocha Tev L'Reyov. Sachar Taiv, the question is, every Sachar is Taiv. Every reward is good. So the Mefarshim say, Sachar Taiv means reward, it's forever. When you do a small mitzvah, it only pays a penny a century, forever. No bank can cover that. A small act for a loved one is a connection, and that neshama will appreciate the power of a Mishnah or of a Pasuk, or of tzedakah, perhaps even more than they are alive. So Reb Elie, Reb Selye of Weintraub, he said to me, you can stay connected to your mother. Say a Mishnah for her. It's like sending her a love letter. Ima, mother, mama. Here's a Mishnah. A Mishnah is a diamond. A diamond. Every word is parallel and is worth Tayag Mitzvahs. And it doesn't take a lot of time, but it keeps you connected.
Yes, to them we might have related Lech Bishalom, go in peace, but in the essence, it's really Lech Lishalom, because you are the Kari Deavua. You're the figurative legs that are Mavshech, your parents' noble work, and all their accomplishments, you're taking it weiter. That's the perpetuity. That's the Hemshechiyut of their legacy.
I once spoke to a woman who became an Alman at a young age, and she raised her children herself, and each one became an accomplished member of Klal Yisrael, contributing to the well-being and learning the chesed of Klal Yisrael. And I once went over to her and I told her how much I admired her for what she achieved. And she turned and she said to me, it's not me. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved me. He held my hand and he carried me through all those difficult times. And that's why I was zocha to have such wonderful children. That's nechama.
There's a very famous poem called The Dash. It's a very well-known poem. And the concept of the poem is a beautiful concept. The poem has somebody looking at a tombstone at a matzeva, and they see the name of the person, and then they see the date of birth, and then the date of death, and then they see a dash in between the date of birth and the day of death. And the poet is looking at the dash, and they said, you know, that dash is not just a line. It's not just a separator. That dash represents the person's entire life. The dash is your life. So what is your dash? And during the Shiva, we focus on the dash. We focus on what that person, what Kedusha that person brought to the world, what spirit, what light that person brought to those who were around them.
Chaim. Chaim means not living, not just simply breathing, but Chaim means alive. It means to be vibrant. It means to be productive. Think back to their life. Think back to their challenges and how they overcame. Think back to those unbelievable tests that your loved one went through in life and how they shined through. It's those experiences, it's those memories, it's those life lessons that will never die. Their life and what they stood for will continue to live on in you. In you. Ay sadikim, b'mitatam nikraim chayim. The righteous, the tzaddikim, they continue to live on even after death. Tzaddikim, not just the righteous, but the righteous moments of life, the moments you really lived, those vibrant moments of greatness that every Jew has in life, those moments live on through you.
Hashem only tests the Avraham Avinus amongst us. He only picks the best of the best. I can't explain. We have no Havana. We don't understand the Eibishter. When we get to Beis Din Shamayla, Kadein and Shamayla, just like down here, there are a lot of questions with no answers. Upstairs, there are no questions. You see everything with a clarity. Until we get to Kadein and Shamayla, we just don't know. But what we do know is that Hashem gave you this incredible, unfathomable Nisayan. It's because you are two amazing people who give endless nachas at a Borei Olam, who will continue to give nachas, who with this measurable, unfathomable pain, are going to be mabshich weiter, mechayel achayel.
Hamokim minachem eschem b'sev sh'avili tzim v'shalayim. May all of the mourners of Klal Yisrael know from no further tzar, and be comforted amongst the mourners of Tzion Yerushalayim, with the totality of Klal Yisrael, nationally we know of suffering, and therefore we can be part of the comforting process. It's necessary to grow this time of Avelis. It's necessary to see the Yad Hashem and to appreciate all the silver lining in the clouds, to see the Hashgacha Pratis in our lives, that we will be zeicha to be able to cope because we have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avelis will transcend into a time of joy and celebration. Our parents, our family members will be so proud of us, living our lives, realizing that before we know it, they'll be reunited with us. Coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehirav Yameinu. Amen.